You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. This is a bittersweet day for me here at Breadbox Media. This is our last live show from Breadbox Media. Breadbox Media is going to continue. We're going to become a podcasting network. We're going to be able to offer you even more wonderful shows. You're going to find lots of great things over on breadboxmedia.com. You can go to breadboxmedia.podbean.com for all of the podcasts. But Allison and A Seeking Heart, well, we're not going anywhere either, and we're going to be evolving and tell you a little bit about what's going to be happening with Breadbox Media. Breadbox Media just told you what's happening with them, but with A Seeking Heart. But first and foremost, I have to send out a big thank you to Monica. Monica's been following the show for a while now, and every once in a while she sends me a message over at A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Facebook. And this morning I woke up to the most encouraging, beautiful message from her, reminding me that God does call us into the labor field, that the harvest is plenty but the labor is few, and to continue to do what God's put on my heart to do, to talk about Him, to share Him. And I just thank you, Monica. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your words of encouragement. I am so grateful for you and for your encouragement. You brought a tear to my eye and you just really lifted me. And the funny thing is, you don't know, is that God has this cute way of dealing with me and my discouragements. And it doesn't take much to keep me on the road to what God has asked me to do, but it's usually just one message. You know, I get discouraged and I think, Lord, are you really calling me to do this? Are you really asking me to continue here or to do this or to do that? And it literally will be one message that comes out of nowhere when I'm least expecting it. And it keeps me going. And it reminds me that, yes, He's called me. Yes, this is what, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm not sure, like, maybe perhaps you feel the same way, you know, that, are you sure, Lord, I'm supposed to be in this job? Are you sure I'm supposed to be in this relationship? Are you sure you want me to have a child? Are you sure, you know, you want me to pursue this, whatever it is? And it may just take one small little gesture that you don't even see coming to know that that's where God is calling you. You know, I was in spiritual direction this week. I haven't seen Deacon Jerry in quite a while. And we were talking about miracles. And I said, you know, I believe that God still performs miracles, but I want to see one. And he laughed at me. And he said, do you really think that all miracles are instantaneous? Do you not think that some of the things in your life alone are miracles? So think about your marriage, 27 years together, married, 32 years married, together since we were 16 and 18 years old. And this day and age, in all that we've been through, that we are still married and still love each other is a miracle. Those are miracles. Looking at my children, my firstborn, born 32 at 32 weeks, 8 weeks early, he's now 6 feet tall and healthy, except for he's got to quit smoking. Oh, that makes me crazy. You know, I swear, like, everything I said to that boy not to do, he did. So if I had known, I would have just gone with the whole reverse psychology with him. And I would have told him to do all these things that I wanted him not to do. And perhaps he wouldn't be doing them. But just the miracle of our children, we have got two that we lost. One was ectopic and one was miscarriage. And I do believe that they're saints. I know that the church doesn't teach that I can say that, but I believe in the mercy of God. And I believe I have these two beautiful intercessors who take care of me, who watch over me. Like, that's miraculous. Like, you know, looking at all these things that the Lord has done in my life. My dad at 56, I think, around there, 55, 56, had a heart transplant. He is still with us. They had told us it would be 9 years if we were lucky. We're going on 16, almost 17 years that he had that transplant, and he needs your prayers. He is very sick right now. His kidneys are failing. So I'm, you know, part of the miracle was the medicines they have to put him on for anti-rejection. And unfortunately, you know, those medicines start to attack other parts of your body, which we're fine, but we'll take 17 years of dad, more of our dad. And hopefully we'll have more of that of with him. But all these miracles that we don't think happen, the miracles of just me being here with you today. And that's kind of how I wanted to start the show, was to share a little bit of how I got on radio. Maybe you don't know this story. And it's kind of, it's again, a story of miracles and signs and wonders. And I know I'm not supposed to be constantly looking for those signs and wonders, but I can't help myself. it's how God talks to me. It's how I need God to talk to me, I guess, is how we can look at that. So it was 2014, just before Easter, and I went to visit Father Peyton's grave. Father Peyton is known as the Rosary Priest. He's a Congregation of Holy Cross priest. And he is from Ireland, but he was in America, and he went to Notre Dame in Indiana for seminary, for college, for seminary. He got very sick with tuberculosis during his priestly formation, was healed by our Blessed Mother, and became a very staunch proponent of the sharing the rosary and praying to our Blessed Mother. So I went over. So he's buried at Stonehill College, right off the campus of Stonehill College in Easton, Massachusetts, southeastern Massachusetts, which is about 20 minutes from my home. And my confessor, Father Richard Gribble, is a Holy Cross as well. And often when I would go visit him, I don't see him as much as I used to, but when I'd go visit him, I'd then leave and go over to Father Peyton's grave and pray there. I mean, people pay thousands of dollars to go on pilgrimage to see saints and to pray at the saints, at the saints' graves, I'm trying to say. And here I have him right there, and he's never crowded. There's no line to get in to pray to Father Peyton. So this day I went over, and during that week, my spiritual director had been talking to me a little bit about radio. He's like, "You've got a great voice for radio." And I was like, "Well, I have a great face for radio." I'll take that. So I got this great voice for radio. And, you know, if I have a thought about going on it, and I had, I've gone a couple of times. We had The Good Catholic Life was a radio station here in Boston for a while. And I had made guest appearances on there. And I thought, well, that would be fun. I think I would like that. I like to talk, but I wasn't really sure. So I went to visit Father Peyton, who's one of the pioneers, really, of bringing faith on the radio. He used to have the Rosary Hour, and he would have these great Hollywood stars praying the Rosary over public radio. There was the days, right? He'd have like Bob Hope and Lucille Ball, and you can still get those. You can through Holy Cross Family Ministries. They have a great store, and in that store, it's online, Holy Cross Family Ministries. HCFM.org. I can put the link in there for you to, if you're curious or if you want to hear them, you can still get those links for the CDs for listening to the old radio shows with Father Peyton and these beautiful Hollywood stars praying the rosary. That was what's beautiful. So I went over and I was praying, and I just got this inspiration that, yeah, it was time. Like, I was being called to the radio. And after I left, there's a little grotto right next to Father Peyton's grave that I never, ever visited before. And it is a model of the Grotto of Our Lady of Lourdes, where St. Bernadette was visited by our Blessed Mother. And so I went over, and there's an image of our Blessed Mother, and above her head it says, "I am the Immaculate Conception." I took a photo, and when I got home, the only word showing was Immaculate and her picture. So we come back. I'm going to finish that story with how the Lord kind of brought me to radio and how I got to where I am now. And I'm going to be sharing with you where where Seeking Heart is going. And I'm really, the more I think about it, the more excited I get. So I hope you're going to stay tuned for more of A Seeking Heart, finding out how I got here and where I'm going and how you play a giant role in that. So stay tuned. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Gosh, every time I say that, I think, it's two more times to say that and I won't be saying it again. You know, it's so funny how change is, it's always filled with a little bit of sadness and great in anticipation of what's coming next. And I was sharing at the end of that last segment about how I came first and foremost to be on the radio and how this all came to be. So I went to the grotto and there was this image of our Blessed Mother, and I took a picture of it and I prayed there just asking God just to show me what he wanted. You know, that's the hardest thing sometimes, is like I have desires of my heart, but I know first and foremost, I want to do what God wants. Like his will be done. It's his will that's important. He knows why I'm created. He knows why I'm here. And he knows what I was created to do and of course to do for him and his kingdom, and just to be humble and patient and hope that what I want is what he wants. And, you know, the psalm reads that God delights in giving us the desires of our hearts. And I try to hold my hat on that and be like, okay, God wants to. Like the desire there to do radio or to be a minister and to share God's word, this is all there because God put it there. And to then remember that if God put it there, he's then going to bring it to fruition according to his plan and his purpose. So I leave the grotto, I go home, and I get the mail. And in the mail is our local diocesan newspaper. And I don't normally read it, honestly. I used to pile them up. And then I would use them, you know, to line the bottom of the trash. It's not that I don't like our diocesan newspaper. I'm just terrible at reading things. And every time I read it, I'm always, you know, I always find something good in there. I'm just bad at reading newspapers. So I pick it up that day. And I said, you know, I'm just going to see what's going on in the diocese. And there's this ad, this article really, about a local radio station, a new Catholic radio station in their diocese. And they were looking for volunteers. And one of the volunteer opportunities was for a voice talent. And I thought, I have a voice. I'm not sure how talented I am, but I have a voice. So I send them off an email and I say, I have an idea for a show. I'm not sure if you're looking for shows, but I'd love to meet with you. So it was the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate. I want to say, isn't that terrible? I'm going to have to look that up. And as I'm saying it, the whole idea of that word, the whole Immaculate coming up, is even more of an aha moment. So anyway, I love these. I love how God just, you know, because he knows I'm simple and that I need my signs and my wonders, he just weaves my life together. And I'm sure he does the same for you. My Bible study babes were telling me the other day, like, you know, you just, one of your gifts is that you're so aware of God moving in your life. You're just so aware of what he's doing. And you see these aha moments, these Holy Spirit moments, these God-sidence moments, as I call them. And I think that's really, what a beautiful gift that God has given me. I think I'm just always searching to know the truth because I'm so quick to be fearful. And this kind of helps me with my fear. But so I come home and I'm reading the newspaper. And I go and I meet with them, and, you know, they're willing to give me a shot, willing to give me a chance. And it was going to be just one day a week, and it wasn't going to be live. But first, they invited me to their meeting, their station meeting that they bring in all their volunteers and their board of directors. And I come to the meeting, and I'm walking down the stairs of the friary into the basement where we're having the meeting. And I'm thinking, I'm insane. Like, why am I doing this? Oh, and let me say, just before that was Easter. And on the vigil, I'd gone to Mass. I came home. Everybody went to bed, and I was reading my Bible. And it had been, so this was 2014, which was the year after I had gone to World Youth Day. And in World Youth Day, I was given a prayer card and had a Blessed Mother in it. And I hadn't really thought about it. I just shoved it in my Bible. And in praying on that Easter vigil that day, and I was praying about the show and what God was calling me to do, this picture fell out. And I hadn't really thought about it. I picked it up. I threw it back in. And I was like, all right. So I walk down the stairs at this meeting at the radio station at the moment, praying for God to show me, is this really what you want me to do, Lord? And I come around the corner, and the almost exact image of our Blessed Mother that had been in my Bible, which was one of the Immaculate Heart, was on their wall, billboard size. They had done a big billboard. It was almost the exact image. And it was like, in that moment, it was the Immaculate, here we are, the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate. They have the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's the same one that fell out of my Bible when I was praying about what God wanted me to do and if I was being called to radio. And there it is on the wall of this radio station. Like, these, here's your sign. Like, this is how God talks to me. So clear. Sorry about that. Allergy season. How clear sometimes God can be with me. It was like incredible. So I stepped out in faith. I started making these shows. They were an hour long. It took me 7 hours at least to create them because I was doing them at home, trying to learn the audio engineering, the software and editing. And I hated my voice, and I disliked, you know, how discombobulated I was. And I would take out every tick, every, you know, cough I just did or sniffle, and I just retake all that out. And it would take me hours. It was pretty funny. But I started to really fall in love with it. And I was like, okay, Lord, I love this. This is wonderful. And got a little tiny following in the area. And it was aired Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And then I get this call in September of 2014, that same year, from this man I'd never heard of before, Leo Brown, because of my good friend Sonia Corbett giving him my name, who I say my good friend. She's my good friend now. I had only met her at a conference at that point, and we had kept touch a little bit over the internet, but I didn't really know her yet. And he had reached out to her to do a show for this new station he was doing. At that time, it was called Real Life Radio. And for whatever reason, the Holy Spirit put me on her heart, and she shared my name, and Leo reached out to me. And I remember the conversation on the phone, kind of shaking a little bit, going, oh my gosh, like, what are you asking me to do? Like, I want you to do this, you know, a radio show for me. And I thought, oh, I can do once a week. And he came back and he said, no, I want you to do 5 days a week. And I said, sure, I'll do 5 days a week, but here's the deal. I'll never go live. I'll never interview anybody, and I'll never take callers. Never say never, never say never. Before the show even aired on January 5th, 2015, I was live. I was interviewing people. My first interview was my friend Lisa Hendy. I did Grace of Yes as my first book, and the first interview was Lisa Hendy. And I did open up for callers. We not really had a whole lot of callers, which in a way, one way is good, because I did learn quickly, it's not my skill set. I don't think I struggled with anything as much as I struggled with taking callers, saying goodbye to callers. It's kind of funny. And our system has never really supported callers. I know people have tried to call in and been like, I went right to voicemail. Like, I know we only have two lines and we've tried, but it's just so funny how you say, no, God, I'll never do. And he says, no, but you can do. You know, I don't know how many times you've said to God, no, Lord, I don't want to do that. Or, you know, I'll do anything but. And the next thing you know, that's exactly what you're doing. And to know, first and foremost, 1 Corinthians 10:13 is that promise that you'll never be tried beyond your strength, that God gives you every blessing and grace that you need for whatever he's called you to do, whether that be your dream job, whether that be being a parent, becoming a mother and a father in one way or the other, through adoption, through fostering, through birth, whether that be, sharing your faith either on the radio or, as you're going to hear when we come back from this break, we're going to be moving A Seeking Heart to YouTube. Yes, A Seeking Heart is going to become a YouTube show, and we'll still have the podcast. Those will still be available over at breadboxmedia.podbean.com. More on what that's going to look like and more about, you know, just trusting in God. I want to share with you one of my favorite Bible verses, 1 John 4:16. One of my favorites, but I have no idea what it's called. I'm still Catholic. I'm still struggling to remember where stuff is in the Bible. I finally opened it, but I don't always know where I'm talking from. So we're going to be, you know, picking up with that. So just how funny God is, just to wrap up this story about how God got me here. And so here we are, almost two and a half years later. And I've so loved being live. I've loved joining you every morning, 10 a.m. Eastern here on Breadbox Media. But you know what? Sometimes got to roll with it. Times change and God knows his purpose and his plan. And we're going to be moving to YouTube. When we come back, we're going to pick up with more on this last live show here. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Breadbox Media. Please don't go away.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Here's some of the things I'm not going to miss from not doing the show every day. My computer that we do it on never works. It's the most fickle machine. In fact, today I'm not on it. And I have to be reminded before the next commercial ends to plug it in. Alex, remind me to plug it in so I don't go dead here. I just realized how much I'm good. I got an hour left, but we still don't want to be taking that risk. So funny. I'm not going to miss my fickle computer. Some days working, some days not. I'm not going to miss Skype. Some days working and some days not. If you've been listening for a while, you know we've been mid-live interview and we've lost Skype. We've lost a connection to either our guest or our station. It's kind of stressful. I'm not going to miss those things. I'm not going to miss those at all. What I'm going to miss, I'm going to miss Alex. Alex has been a rock star. He took over from Jennifer about a year ago. He puts up with a lot of my crabbiness and my discombobulation, and he's just been a rock star. I had a birthday this week. Happy birthday, Alex. And he is, I'm going to miss him tremendously. Hope he stays in touch with me. We're going to still bug him. Going to make him help with a Seeking Heart where we're moving, what we're moving to. But I'm going to miss his voice every day. I'm not going to miss the technology glitches, though. I'm sure I'm going to run into new technology glitches as I try to figure out YouTube and live streaming. I am not going to miss the sheer panic of some days being in the middle of a project and going, oh, wait, it's 10 minutes of 10. I should probably go upstairs and get ready for the show. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss talking with you every day, but I hope that you will follow me back over to YouTube, or, you know, follow the podcast on breadboxmedia.podbean.com. That's where you'll be able to follow them. So the new show is going to continue to be called The Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. It is going to air live Sunday and Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m. I was trying to take into account the time zones, but I really went with what Facebook says is my highest engagement time on the website. So I figure if people are coming at 9 o'clock on at night, every night, it seems that was kind of across the board every night at 9 o'clock, I seem to have this great engagement of people reading and checking out the website, that must be when people have time to be on air, to be on the computer. So we're going to try that. We're going to try 9 p.m. Sunday and Wednesday evenings. The channel is Reconciled to You. That's Reconciled, T-O-Y-O-U, Reconciled to You. If you want to get announcements, if you're not on Facebook and you want to follow along, go to ReconciledToYou.com and sign up for the email subscription, the e-newsletter coming once a week. Yes, I am finally going to get that up and running. Jennifer Longworth has been on my case sweetly for about a month now, at least, telling me this. I need to do this. So I'm going to be getting the e-newsletter ready. That's what I'll let you know what the topic of the show is going to be. It's only going to be a half an hour long. I figure, you know, you've been so gracious to put up with my voice for an hour, but you really don't want to put up my face with my face for an hour. Though I did buy this really cool gadget that my son talked me into, that I'll be able to put scripture up on the screen, images. That's going to be pretty neat. So it'd be more than just looking at me. We're going to be producing not like a selfie show, but a real show. We've got lighting. Like, it's just amazing, again, how God puts everything in order. The son that's going to be helping me with the show is Ian, and he's the one that has been really struggling with his faith, with his mental health. He's doing so well, and he really wants to get into YouTube. He's been talking about it for months, so he bought some of the equipment that he needed, the lighting. He's got a studio set up in his room, and that's where we're going to be coming live from, and he's going to be helping me produce this show. And I think it's just neat how God does things. And part of why I feel like, or I have felt for a while, that I was called to share God's word with you is this really weird thing that happened to me many years ago. I was working for another radio station fundraising. I wasn't on air. I was just going from church to church and talking about the station and trying to raise funds. And one of the things we were sent to was this conference for a charismatic group. And Maria Vidalia was one of the main speakers. She's a very charismatic, incredible Catholic woman. And our booth was set outside this door to a conference room. And in the conference room, there were women doing what's called a prophetic reading. I had never heard of this. It felt like total hogwash, like, you know, magical, like we shouldn't be doing that. Like, we're not supposed to go to mediums. How can we go for a prophetic reading? And I was really disturbed and concerned about this happening. But this was this group was well thought of in the Catholic Church in it. You know, it was not against any of the Catholic faith, the teaching, but I was just really having trouble. So I'm having these thoughts. I'm watching these people lined up, and people are coming up and asking for more time. You know, if they could get in, they didn't sign up for a time. Can they get in for an hour? And the woman who's running it said, oh, I'm so sorry, we're completely booked. There's no availability. And then I feel this nudging in my heart, and I feel the Holy Spirit say, there's going to be an opening, and I want you to have it. I thought, that was a weird thought. And within minutes, the woman comes over and she said, we just got an unexpected cancellation, and the Holy Spirit, I feel like the Holy Spirit wants you to have it. It's like, okay, God's in this crazy moment. So I go and I get in line for my turn to go in and have this prophetic reading done. And in the line, I'm still having all these doubts and the concerns, like, this is crazy. I don't think we're supposed to do this. And she comes over to me and she said, the Lord wants you to know that he would never put you in a position that he didn't think was good for you. That if he'd brought you here, that he has a plan in it, and not to worry. Like, okay, that again, really freaky. She's a mind reader. This is total hocus pocus. I need to run. But I had great peace in that, because really it was exactly what I was worried about. So I get in, and there's three tables set up, and I get Maria Vidalia. Like, I couldn't believe it. So it's Maria and these other two women, and you just sit down, you say nothing. I may have given my first name, but they don't know who you are at all. They had no idea that I was contemplating ministry at that point. They have no idea at anything about me at all. And they start to talk, and they start to pray to the Holy Spirit. Some of them pray in tongues, and then they give you this prophetic reading. And it's not fortune telling. It's an encouragement in the faith. And she says to me, first she says, I see you surrounded by books, and where God wants you. She has a Bible in her hand, and she slams the Bible down in front of me, and she said, but God wants you in this book. And I thought that was fun, because I'm always reading. I'm always literally surrounded by books, because I have books all over my couch, and I sit in the middle of it, and it's my desk, and I'm always surrounded by books. And so that was really weird for her to say that. Like, I see you surrounded by books, but God wants you in this one, in the scriptures. And then she said, I was being anointed a great teacher. His sphere would be my sphere. And she takes her hands and she does these sweeping motions across a big round table. And she's like, his sphere will be your sphere. You're being anointed a great teacher. And at this point, I hadn't even really stepped out in ministry yet. I had done a little bit, but I hadn't really committed to it. And now, as we're moving on to this new phase, and even being in the, you know, doing this radio show, I do feel like God, this reading is coming true. And I actually found the paper the other day, because you write down notes as she's talking. I wish I had video, I recorded it. I guess you could have recorded it on your phone, but I didn't know that at the time. But I can just guess that that wasn't what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to remember just a little bit of it. And that was supposed to be my encouragement, because that's what these readings do. I brought it, those to encourage you in your faith. And I brought it to my spiritual director, and we went over it, because you know, I just wanted to make sure, like, is this good? Is this okay? I don't want to be against the church. I don't want to be dabbling in anything that's not of God. And he deemed it to be true. And he deemed it for it to be what God was truly calling me to, and just to be patient in it. Now, that was many, many years ago. And as we get ready to move on to this next, and part of that prophetic reading, the whole reason I'm saying that to you, was that she said my son would be a part of it. She's like, I really see that your son is going to be an integral part of what God is calling you to do. And it may or may not be what's happening now. That's the other thing about discerning God's will, is that you can't always talk in absolutes, because we do not know the mind of God. We can't begin to know the mind of God. And what we may think he's doing may be just a minuscule part of the bigger plan. But I really do see, as we move into this YouTube show, it's going to be airing again Sunday and Wednesday evenings, 9 p.m. Reconciled to You is the YouTube channel. Go to reconciledtoyou.com to subscribe to the newsletter so you can get information of when it's happening. Hopefully it's going to launch May 7th. That is the goal. I have a week to kind of figure out the technology. It's going to be the same format. It's going to be just talking about our everyday, ordinary life. We're going to be talking again about health and money and our struggle of faith and families and all the things that we've been talking about for the last 2 years. We're going to keep talking. But you know what? We do get to keep talking for one more segment. Oh, you're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I'm so happy to have you with me today here on our last live show on Breadbox Media. But Breadbox Media is not going anywhere. We're going to become a podcast network. You're going to find us over at breadboxmedia.podbean.com. You can also find us at breadboxmedia.com. On there, you'll see that we're going to continue with the friend of the show. And I hope that you will consider becoming a friend of this show, which is going to continue, but just morph a little bit into a live YouTube show Sunday and Wednesday evenings, 9 p.m. Eastern time, with the podcasts to follow. They're going to be half an hour podcasts instead of an hour. So I was thinking about how most people listen to podcasts on your commute to work, maybe during your lunch hour, maybe during your walk. And, you know, who walks for an hour? If you do, you're my hero. And I think most of us walk for about a half an hour. And I want to be able to just join you for that half an hour. I don't want to overstay my welcome in your ears. So the live shows, we're going to include scripture. I'm like so excited. Like, we have like this little cool box that I can just push a button and images are going to pop up of the scripture. And, you know, I talk about the Fidelity truck. I can show you the Fidelity truck. Of course, if you're listening on the podcast, you won't be able to see those, but those will be available on the website, on the show notes. You'll be able to see all of this. And I think it's time to evolve. I feel like God is the one driving the train, and if he decides the train's going to pull into the depot and never come out again, then that's what's going to happen. But the odd thing, I was telling about the prophetic reading and how God just, he speaks so clearly to me because he knows I need to hear in clear language. I was just watching Chopped. Love that stupid show. It, not that I cook, because I don't, but I love the show Chopped on Food Network. And they had this star power competition. And one of the days was YouTubers, YouTube stars, web stars, they called them. And I was thinking about how there isn't really a whole lot of Catholics on YouTube, especially, you know, perhaps in my age bracket. There's some millennials doing some pretty good stuff out there. But, you know, people who are like seeking, have a seeking heart like me, who just want to see faith in the everyday, ordinary life. It just, there's nobody out there. So I had just been thinking, Lord, is this what you want me to do next? So out of my comfort zone, I'm guessing yes, because God doesn't call you into what you're comfortable with. God calls you into the deep so that you need his grace to complete it. And if I could do it on my own, that would be, there'd be no grace in that. But the fact that I need God to push and pull and support me through the entire thing, because it's so out of my comfort zone and I'm absolutely petrified, yet so excited at the same time. So to talk about this, you know, to see the YouTube, to be thinking about it, then my son Ian starts to talk about he's trying to do a YouTube show and he sets up the studio in his room and gets the proper lighting and he's figuring out how to, he doesn't live stream. He does his all, he's a brilliant editor. But, you know, he's willing to help me figure out the whole live thing. And it just seems too weird to be coming together, not to be what God is asking. And if it's not, it's not. But we're going to give it a shot. So Sunday, Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, will be live on YouTube. Reconcile to You is my channel. ReconcileToYou.com if you want to sign up for the newsletter to get announcements of hopefully May 7th will be the first show. Sunday night, May 7th will be our first live broadcast of A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Reconciled to You page. But continuing my relationship with Breadbox, the show will be turned into podcasts and they will be available at breadboxmedia.podbean.com. And if you find it in your heart to support this ministry as we go forward, I'm always just so grateful for that. We have a few friends of the show and I'm hoping that we can do you know, some more fun stuff to support you as you support me. Giveaways. I've been writing some books. You'll be able to get free. I'll be sending out free copies of the books I'm working on. Several different projects. Catholic 24/7 is moving forward. The Bible study books that I've been talking about, that is moving forward. God has blessed us with a investor who's willing and to help us make those happen. We have people writing some really good and exciting stuff coming in the faith. Been writing a ton over at Reconciled to You. Right now I'm working on Squirrels in Scripture, my ADD and anxiety series. We got the Catholic Women's Blogger Network, the Blog Hop every month. This month was on how our Catholic faith helps us to not worry so much, or how it helps us to worry less. You can find that again on Reconciled with a D, Reconciled to You. We got the retreats rolling out, just so many good things. And I want you to stay with me. I want you to join me with me as we transition from this live radio show, which I've been so blessed to do. Thank you to Leo Brown. Thank you to Jennifer Longworth, who taught me how to do this. We kind of figured it all out together. My first shows, oh my goodness. You know, my biggest fear was doing these live shows. I was so fearful that I'd take a big gulp of water, I would go to talk on air, and I'd burp a couple of times. I think I have. And we've edited those out, or we haven't. You might find them as we go through the archives. We're going to be pulling up the archives next week, adding show notes, adding, you know, titles. I noticed that some of them don't even have titles. Sharing with you some of the stuff that we've done that you might have missed, in case you missed it, kind of thing. And getting those podcasts out, just preparing for the new show, A Seeking Heart with Allison Jingers, over on YouTube. And I remember I started talking about 1 John 4:16, and this is one of the scripture verses that I kind of hang my hat on. And it's, we've come to know and rely on the love that God has for us. In some versions, it says, I've come to know and believe. Some say, come to know and trust. For me, it's rely. I've come to know and rely on the love that God has for us. And of course, I switch that to me because it's all about me. I've come to know and rely on the love that God has for me. 1 John 4:16. And the very next one is, God is love. That's the next line in that. God is love. And the world is crazy right now. And it's scary and it's anxiety producing. But, you know, I'm just going to focus on the love that God has for me. I'm going to focus on the plan that God has for me, because Jeremiah 29:11 tells me that plan is for my good and not for my woe. You know, part of relying on God's love and being a follower of Christ, I realized today as I was preparing for the show that following God, I wrote to myself, doesn't mean I know the path. It only means I know where I am going. I'm on a path to heaven. And that's where I want to go. Where I want to ultimately be is with God forever in heaven. And I have no idea how God's going to get me there. I don't know which path he's going to take me down. And sometimes I may wander off the path that God has for me. But I know he's going to direct me back, because I know that he is love, that he loves me. Every time I've asked him to reveal himself to me, he has. Either in a fidelity truck or a blue butterfly, or in the friends that he has sent, or in the messages that he sends through you. Thank you again, Monica, for being the voice of God for me this morning. To know that as I start this last show, as we come close to the end of this last live broadcast, the last 1 hour show of A Seeking Heart, to know that God does call us all to be laborers in his field. And each one of us is going to be called in a different way. He's given us all the gifts, the blessings, the graces we need to do it in, to share his good news, to share him in the way we've been called. For some of us, it may be radio, it may be YouTube shows, but for others, it may be just bringing people into our homes and having our small groups. And I want to be your small group, by the way. I want you to stay with me and be my small group. Continue to grow in faith and love with God together. For some, it may be just sharing the faith in our catechism class or with our friends or on Facebook, you know, using those powers for good, asking for prayer requests and sharing what God is doing in our life. And as we end in this last minute, and I'm trying not to become emotional, but it's kind of hard, but I know that God is not ending. He's starting something new, and he's going to take us all together with him as we move on from this radio show, from Breadbox Media as a radio network, into a podcast network, breadboxmedia.podbean.com for those podcasts. Follow me, reconciledtoyou.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Reconciled to You or A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. Sign up, please. Sign up for my newsletter so that we can keep in touch. Consider becoming a friend of the show. Go over to breadboxmedia.com to find out more. I'm going to be updating the benefits for being a friend of the show as we now morph into a live YouTube show Sunday and Wednesday evenings, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Reconciled to You is my YouTube channel. You have been such a blessing to me. Here's our final bumper music for the live show, but don't worry, we'll be having more of that as the podcast continue right here on A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Breadbox Media. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcasts. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.